Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Delve into the visceral world of hip-hop with the Gangsta Chronicles, hosted by MC8 and Big Steel. It's every Thursday, podcast that aims to unravel the intricate tapestry of one of music's most influential and misunderstood subgenres, gangster rap.
Let's go.
Gangsta Chronicles unpacks the evolution of this uniquely American art form, offering listeners a comprehensive understanding of the significance this genre holds. Listen to the Gangsta Chronicles on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Is it in right now? It's in there?
It's in.
All right. It's in. So what were you saying about DMs?
I just told you that I didn't want to put this on air.
Well, too late.
Do you try to ruin all of our relationships before they even begin?
First of all, this isn't even a relationship. But this guy that I am like low-key obsessed with, but I don't know him. So let's preface it with that. I just like saw him on the interwebs. But he lives in Nashville. And I'm just like, how do I meet this dude? But he has this story up right now that he's like acting like an idiot with his friends, and his friend is like on his shoulders, and it says brunching and whatnot is what he titled like the video. And I just wanted to respond like, who knew there'd be a day that I'd be more interested in the whatnot than the brunch or something like witty?
Yeah.
How do I do that? Like, I want it to be forward, but not like, you know, too much. I want it to be like funny.
So you really think this guy's cute?
I love him. Listen to me. I love
Easy killer.
Coming to you from the Glass House Studios in Nashville, Tennessee.
I'm just going
to
send
this
it.
This is Talk to Chuck.
Send.
Now here's your host, Chuck Wicks.
We're just sending DMs around here. That's what we do. We just send DMs.
I mean,
here.
To be completely clear, I've never met this man. Like, I don't know him. He could be a douchebag, but he seems funny on the internet, and everything you see on the internet's real, right?
Did you send me the thing, like a shirt that said like something about douche canoe?
No, but I've
called. Stop touching your mic. It's
sorry.
Loud.
Okay, well, if I had accommodations that weren't the corner of your office, maybe I could.
You chose that corner.
Also, I have never sent you a shirt that says douche canoe, but I am 100% sure I've called you one. So maybe you're confusing stories.
Yeah. Hey, Abby, let's just move on from that.
Abby's not happy.
Abby, can we do something for the mics? I meant to text you. Can you get a thing, a muff?
Oh, so it doesn't pick up every little...
Yeah, just
say,
yeah. Well, just
every little Bluetooth.
Every little thing. It will just be a little better.
You don't have one in your theater?
I mean, I guess we. I do.
You do?
I still don't know what size we need. So.
Yeah, I got you.
All right, guys, this is a big day. This is a big day.
Tell us more.
Okay. Huge meeting. Made a little phone call. Okay. I like to put things out in the universe.
Manifest
things. I called someone from iHeart.
Okay.
And I said,
I don't know where this is going. I'm kind of nervous.
I said, I really feel like Love Country Talk to Chuck should be on the air, should have its own show, should be like on radio. And he said, I agree.
Who is he? Who is that?
Huh?
Tell me who.
Now, listen, now, so just to bring behind the scenes, okay, this podcast, Love Country Talk to Chuck, is partnered with, so it's me, Bobby Bones, and iHeart. Okay. That's the partnership for this podcast. So of course I called iHeart first to see if they were even interested. Cause I already know Bobby is, cause that's what Bobby and I talk about. So we're like, well, this deserves, we need to get on air. So I called someone that was like, you know, that is not in the, in our like circle, so to speak. So that he's not going to be biased. He's going to be honest. Mm-hmm. Like Bobby is biased because he's a, we work together. Mm-hmm. So it's like a biased opinion.
Okay.
So I got an unbiased opinion and has now motivated me.
To show up.
To show up. But this is what he said. This is what we got to do. We have homework.
Okay.
We have homework to get this done. Okay. We have to do what they call an air check. All right. Now an air check, for those of you listening, is when you put together, like, let's just call it 5 minutes. You put together 5 minutes of a show, basically, and it will have all the music. Like we're talking over the music. Oh, we're back. Love Country Talk to Chuck and blah, 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 blah. And then coming up next, stay with us. Like they want to hear all the right teases, the conversations. The difference, okay, between a podcast and on air is the time. The duration of the conversation.
Sure.
As you know, Sammy, you filled in when I used to do mornings on a different, I used to do a morning show on Cumulus, which is like a different, it's a iHeart's competitor, really. Mm-hmm. I mean, iHeart killed him, but it's the competition.
Yeah.
So you came in and you would fill in on the morning show. So you know that, like, remember, breaks have to be a certain amount of time because mm-hmm. you got to get in and out. You got to play songs.
Yeah, I have no radio experience. I mean, I still have no radio experience. That is the extent of my radio experience.
Yeah, but you did great.
Sure, thank you.
That's why I invited you on the podcast. I'm like,
That is pretty true.
Yeah, I was like, you're phenomenal. You want to be a part of this podcast.
Oh my God, tell me more, Chuck.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm like, Monday full of warm fuzzies.
That's right.
Love it.
Love you. So now we have the homework of putting together a check. A check.
Mm-hmm. Are you in charge of... coming up with the content of that, or what's the next step?
Here's what we can technically do. We can take breaks that we've loved, because they haven't been breaks, they've been on podcasts, but we can take breaks that we've loved. Like last week, I love that we talked about you do this one thing, right? And you'll know whether you're in a trustworthy relationship.
Sure.
If you do this one thing. So that would be considered a tease. Be like, hey, I'm just walking the listener through it. So if the music is playing, let's just say John Party song's playing, like, oh, stick with us. We got the one thing. You do this one thing with your partner. You're going to know if you're in a trustworthy relationship. Stick with us. And then John Party songs play. Then we come back mm-hmm. and we talk about it. So and you want to talk about it probably within 2 to 3 minutes.
Okay.
So that's what we have to do. We're letting the people know that Love Country Talk to Chuck, the people that listen to us on the reg, that's what we're doing.
Okay.
All right.
Let's do it.
So we got homework. Now, and what we'll do is we'll do an air check and we'll send it in to iHeart. Be like, what's up?
What's up, girl?
What's up? You want to hire us? let me get the paperwork. You want okay. Can I get W-9? What's up? Let me get that W-9, right? Anyway, so I don't know why I'm talking like that.
Things I never thought I'd say.
Right? Yeah, let me get a W-9 real quick.
Who are you?
I don't know. Oh God. I just came from WSM Studios.
Yes.
Which is out Opryland, and interviewed Easton Corbin.
For your cartoon show?
For Road Stories.
Thank you.
Road Stories.
Oh, is that where you record that?
At WSM.
And I forgot.
Yeah. Mm. What are you doing on your phone?
Oh, I'm reading reviews.
Oh, because
I want to, like, you know.
Big day.
Is there any way I can interrupt shortly and you could turn down my headphone volume right now?
You want the head?
Not that I don't love you, but I can't.
Oh, I thought this one.
Yeah.
Is that better?
Just like a little down.
You know what? I thought number one was me.
Okay. Well, it was very loud.
No, her headphones are one.
Right. Oh, yeah. There we go. Thank you, Abby.
Yes.
You're welcome.
Perfect. Now I feel much better. I know. I'm sorry I hit it, but I'm just trying to adjust myself.
We got to have a dip. We're never going to get our own show if we don't change the setup, guys.
Okay. I have. Excuse me. We've been trying. Don't even get me started.
I listened to last week's podcast with Cassie on it.
Yeah.
It was entertaining. It was fun.
It was good.
Yeah, it was good. I laughed out loud.
LOL'd. Oh my gosh. Speaking of guest, this is not a guest, it's a listener. This week when I was in Champaign, mm-hmm. a guy from our crew texted me. He's like, hey, there's this girl looking for you. And I was like, who do I know in Champaign, Illinois? The answer is no one. But her name is Katie, and she's a Talk to Chuck listener. And I got to meet her and hug her and take a photo with her, and it was great. She was very, very excited and very passionate, and she was enjoying the Old Dominion show, which, who wouldn't? Fantastic show, by the way. And I got to meet her. I love meeting people that I feel like, I mean, I guess they know me more than I know them, but I feel like, you know, it's an instant connection. It's like, oh, we're friends. It's we have a similar interest.
Yeah, and you get to see what their faces look like, and you're like, I wonder, do normal people listen to us? And
well, Katie was very normal. She was very pretty.
That's what I'm saying. And yeah. You meet him, and you're like, oh, you're normal.
Yeah. Because I mean, more normal than me.
I got to be honest. I don't think we're normal. So the fact that normal people listen to us is great.
I agree.
I had a similar experience, Sammy.
Mm, tell me more.
Shiners. So I'm doing the show. And afterwards, I always go meet the people after the show. Mm-hmm. And these two ladies, they were sisters, come up to me. They go, love the show. By the way, love country. Talk to Chuck. Our favorite podcast. Oh, that's cute. Aww.
Did they say it like that?
I think they did.
Even better. I like the sass.
All right. This is a big show because, well, that was big information about this.
That was big.
Huge. Huge. Give me my W-9.
Who are these characters that you are just pulling out left and right here?
Huge. That reminded me of Trump. So then I was like, give me my W-9.
Was your W-9? That was Donnie J? That was an impersonation?
No.
It sounded like a robot or something.
Give me my W-9. All right. Now, it's the giveaway podcast. This is where we pick three winners, right?
That's really hard.
One each.
Because there were a lot of good ones.
Mm-hmm.
And also, thank you to everybody who left a review. They were very nice. Well, most of them are very nice. And I appreciate that because I feel like, again, warm and fuzzies on a Monday.
It was nice. I'm going through them all right now.
How are we going to contact these people? They're just gonna have to listen. And
well, they're gonna have to listen. Yeah, if that's how you get regular listeners. If they don't listen, they don't win.
You mean buying them off?
100%. I buy
you can
my
win money.
I'll buy
you off. If you don't listen, it sucks to suck.
Yeah, so what this is what's gonna happen. So Sammy, you pick one.
Got mine.
Abby, you pick one.
Okay.
And then I pick one. Okay. And then let's get them to email. They're going to listen to this, and then they're going to email you, Abby.
Okay.
Their info.
How do they know Abby's email address?
We're going to give it to them.
Okay.
Are we? How about they DM me?
Yeah.
All right. That's
on
fair.
Instagram.
You want to do that?
Yeah.
All right.
I got to keep my work email not flooded.
That's true. I mean, they can DM me too. I can help you. It doesn't have to be
both of us.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just saying, lending a helping hand. I just show up and talk on this podcast, so I feel like I could help you with literally anything.
No, I don't.
And just to have some kind of security on this, I trust our listeners though. But we won't say, for instance, like it's, we're going to read it.
And just be their name?
Well, I mean, some of them, you don't get their names.
I was going to say, mine is not, I mean, there's no way this is someone's actual name.
Yeah, some of them you get, it's, one's called Soon Erd, right?
Oh, yeah.
Soon Erd said, good show. Keep up the good work. Bring in more guests and stay on the consistent schedule. Now, with that said, that's not my pick. So I'm sorry, Soon Erd, if I disappointed you. But that's what I'm saying. Like, so we don't really know their names. So you'll DM Abby. What's your DM address?
Abby.Anderson1_.
Stop.
I'm sorry. Redo. Abby.Anderson1_.
Abby.Anderson1.
Mm-hmm.
The number one.
Yep. And then just like the underscore, because there's a lot of Abby Andersons. So.
I know. All right.
Wait, remember when you were going to change it to something? What was your middle name or something like that? Or
Lee?
Remember we were going to. Abby Lee, is that what we're going to do? Remember we talked about this?
Yeah.
It was pretty cool. We should go back and find that episode because I do still fully support you changing it to that. That was lit.
What was it?
I don't even remember the name, but I do remember it was something I really liked. So
I got to change it. I don't like my name. With you. My current handle.
Oh.
It's just like, it's so ugly to say.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't call it ugly. I would just say it's extensive. Undersure. There's a lot going on.
Yeah.
Like mine is literally just my name, @SammyShea.
Yeah. See that? I like that. It's easy.
Yeah. But remember like back in the day when you're like, Sweet Abigail 9475.
Yeah.
Like that was your AIM screen name. I feel like that's long gone. Like, people don't do that anymore. And if you still have that email, good for you. But also, time to change it, buddy.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
Every week, we'll pick a new song from the list and talk about their placement on the revamped 2021 list.
We'll also have guests join us, ranging from the artists themselves to the producers, or simply other writers like ourselves who voted on them.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern-day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside and Britney Spears' Baby One More Time.
There's so many fascinating stories that have been forgotten, like Midnight Train to Georgia starting with a phone call to Farrah Fawcett, or how the Yeah Yeah Yeahs inspired Kelly Clarkson's banger Since You've Been Gone and Beyoncé's Hold Up. Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
He's looking right now. It's I have like four that I am struggling between, by the way.
Yeah, I think this went so well. Go ahead, touch your mic.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to move it.
I think it went so well that we should do it again.
Okay. Yeah. I like that. Okay.
Like right now or
no, I think we're going to do it again.
Yeah.
But right now we're going to pick the three winners.
You're just paying people for compliments.
Yeah, that's how it goes. It's like we're a fraternity.
Except for we don't spike the punch.
That's right. We're a sorority. We pay for our friends. Okay. You know that's funny.
I was going to say something about a review that said that they didn't like your jokes at one point. It's so immature. And it's like, I just want to say, just because you don't laugh at someone's joke doesn't mean that they're immature. It means that you have different senses of humor.
What do you mean?
Get off your soapbox and just move along.
Recently they said that?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
man.
You made a joke about wearing masks. They couldn't see because they were wearing masks. And like, you're so immature.
Oh. I was like, well, okay. I am.
No, that was just like, hey, you.
It's like, this is the way I look at it. Like Jim Carrey, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is a grown man. Grown man. And he makes a living off of making movies that are immature.
100%. And he has a very captive audience who obviously relates to that, which means there are more than.
Yes.
I mean, I don't want to go down a rabbit hole, but in the same breath,
Jim Carrey can make a serious movie.
Of course.
So just because you have immature jokes doesn't mean you're immature as a person. It just means you have immature jokes.
Yeah. And also, if I'm immature as a person, who the F cares? I'm not asking you to be my friend.
That's right.
I got plenty of friends. Circle's closed, baby.
I'm 43 and thriving.
Hey.
You know what I'm saying? I'm about to be 44 in June. Double fours.
That is 44.
I'm thinking about getting Botox, by the way.
You've been thinking about this for a year. Just pull the trig or the needle.
I'm nervous about it, but I'll do it.
Why?
Why are you nervous? Oh, my God.
Oh, why am I? Okay, hold on, ladies. Why am I nervous about putting poison in my face? I'm sorry.
You put poison in your mouth when you drink alcohol. What's the difference? We're all going to die. You might as well look good while you do it.
Interesting. Sammy, you just sold me, actually. Literally in one sentence, I was just like, you're right. I'm doing Botox.
I just feel like that's what people are like, oh, I only eat vegan and this and that. And it's just like, okay, but you do X, Y, Z, which is also bad for you. And it's like, I'm not going to judge someone. Whatever poison they pick, you do you, boo.
Interesting. I like this.
So what? I mean, my favorite poem, it's like this Atticus poem. It's like, I hope to arrive to my death, like tan, a little drunk and in love. Oh, late, a little drunk and in love. I added the tan part because your girl needs a tan, but.
You look good though.
Thanks. I love that you're lying to me because I've literally never been more tired, but I'm working on it. Adjusting to my new job is. It's a learning curve.
Well, we want to get into that because Sammy's on the road with Old Dominion. This was your first week out.
Ooh, yeah.
So we gotta get some details. But first, we're picking winners. And Sammy?
Yes.
You are going first. This is what the contest, if you're just joining us, we did a contest. All you had to do was rate and write a review about the podcast on Apple, right? That's all you had to do. And then we go down the list and we're picking our favorite ones and you win $100 and you're going to DM Abby.Anderson_1.
Yes.
And you're going to say, hey, I won. This was my comment. And you're going to put your Venmo.
How are we going to
See if they're telling the truth?
Yeah.
Because listen, here's the deal. We're only doing three.
Don't say their name also. And then they can say what their name was when they commented.
That's what I'm saying. Right? That's what I'm saying.
But yeah. If I read the comment, okay. Oh, yeah, okay.
I mean, if somebody goes that out of their way, listen, we're only giving $300 away, so.
Yeah, but I feel bad if I pick this chick's comment and some douche canoe comes in and takes it.
I don't think that's I don't think we're going to have that issue.
Yeah, and if they do, I will find you.
That's right. We will
release the wrath.
We'll Venmo you another dollar just to tell you, that's our way of saying you're an asshole.
No, bless your heart. Here's another dollar. You obviously need it more. Okay, mine is... I feel like I picked it. I mean, you're going to know why I picked it after I read it.
Okay.
It said, I would be friends with Sammy if I lived in Nashville. I definitely understand your hatred towards mouth noises. Love listening to the podcast. I just feel like I have to collectively band together with those of us that hate mouth noises because this is not a lifestyle I would choose. If there's one thing I could change about myself, it would be my pure, I hate anything that has to do with mouth noises. And I just feel like, this person, I don't know if it's a female or a male, but
she gets you. He gets you.
Yeah, they get me. And I just feel like, congrats. Here's $100 for you to buy noise canceling headphones. So if you're ever on an airplane and someone's smacking on their snacks, you don't have to listen to them.
That's awesome. You know, we're going to go next level. I like that one. This is what we're going to do, Abby. They're also good. If you want to be on the podcast and be like, hey, oh my gosh, thanks for the $100. We'll call you. So leave your number, DM the number, and then we'll call you and you'll be on the podcast.
Don't we have a phone number?
No, but we're going to call them.
We're going to call them. All right, that's mine.
All right, that's good. Next. Okay, congratulations. So the person that hates.
Woohoo, congrats to them.
Mouth noises.
$100.
$100 to make you holler from me to you.
Clearly, we're not a rich podcast. We just give $100 out at a time.
Listen, I'd love to win $100.
I know, just for leaving a comment. Are you kidding me?
That's what I'm saying. Took you 10 seconds.
Please, $100 made.
Proud of you.
Go, Abby.
Me?
Next.
Okay, I really like this one. This was hard, though, because like I said, I had four. But here's the winner. I've been a listener since the podcast aired and have never missed an episode. Chuck, Sammy, and Abby never fail to make me laugh. Through the pandemic, my own illness and recovery, they had a brain tumor. I listen to the podcast to brighten my day, and it never fails. I look forward to all their upcoming episodes and hope to join them in Nashville.
Nice.
I love that. They've never missed an episode.
That's so precious.
I know.
Wow, we really pissed him off when we took a break.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like right. A month.
Hey, but thanks for coming back. You know, we did take a break, but obviously they've been listening since then. Monday, so thanks for coming back.
Every Monday they're like, what? They're like, really? Again?
Listen, we're on three. This is four.
I know.
Baby steps, y'all.
We're doing it. All right, so $100.
Woo!
DM Abby.
Congrats.
Abby.Anderson1_.
Yeah.
Slide into them DMs.
On the Instagram.
It goes down in the DMs.
All right. This is my winner.
Chicken dinner.
And there's one sentence in here. There's one sentence in particular, and this is why I picked him as a winner. And I'll highlight it.
Okay.
All right. The best podcast. Talk to Chuck is my favorite podcast to listen to each week. I get pretty bummed when there aren't new episodes. Chuck, Sammy, and Abby are simply the best, and their banter is beyond entertaining. Whether it's talk about going-ons in the country music world or their lives, guest or no guest, they make me feel, this is the sentence, they make me feel like more than just a listener.
Aww.
Right? That's good. I appreciate y'all and the fact that you each stand up for what you believe and do not give a crap about what other people say. Another great sentence. Keep up the great work, and shout out to Sammy and Abby for keeping the podcast going when Chuck is late.
Aww. Whoa, I love that one.
That's a good one.
That is a good one. Whoever that was, three claps for you. Sorry, you can tell by each
sentence they truly, really listen to our podcast.
And I just feel like they'd be our friend.
All right. Abby.Anderson1_ on Instagram.
Aye.
And then we're going to Venmo you 100
I better
bucks.
Only get three DMs. If there's more than three, you know.
If there's more somebody's than three, trying to... we're going to have to dig deeper and figure out how we can tell the truth. All right. So woo! Congratulations to the winners. And keep on commenting. We're gonna in-rate us. It helps the podcast, you know. It helps, like...
Mm-hmm. We're going to what us?
We're going to keep... What? I don't
you
know.
You said in-rate us?
In-rate us.
Rate us.
Rate us.
Oh, and rate us.
Yeah.
I thought you said in-rate us. And I was like, I don't even know what that means.
Yeah,
but
rate
go
us.
Ahead, do
take
it.
All of our stuff.
Yeah. Well, no, yeah. I don't have much, so...
Okay. So, Sammy, here's our country music stuff. Love Country Talk Chuck.
Country music. That wasn't the country music. Oh, Jesus. Well. I'm not the singer of the group, okay?
Yep.
Okay, I'm sorry. Oh, I can't. I'm sorry. It's attached to my feet.
Let her get... Are we ready?
Yes. I'm sorry, everybody that hears the background noise, but actually, there's only so much I can do.
We forgot to take a picture last week with Cassie.
I know. I thought about that.
Oh, I love Cassie.
Take one
here.
Now so they can see what hot mess this is.
It's good.
So now they know every time I move my feet, I kick one of these cords, and that's what they hear. And that I'm is sorry. True. It is not on purpose.
Yeah.
But, you know, can't win them all.
It looks like we're like a startup. And we're like, we're trying to...
We are a startup.
No, we've been doing this for years.
Have we?
You know, people...
Time flies when you're having fun.
You know, like, everyone has a podcast now? And, like, we're probably, like, the least professional-looking one right now.
Who is everybody?
I feel like everybody. That's the thing now.
Okay.
Well, I will... Okay.
In, like, their basement, garage, house.
I think everybody...
Podcast.
I saw
well, we're
a thing,
in a theater, so...
I actually think that we're outlasting the people that... are just jumping on the bandwagon of podcast. Because we started.
Yeah, because we took a 1 year break.
I will kill you. I'm going to come over there.
I will shank your ass.
I will.
Anyways. Anyway. Oh, I also, wait, that reminds me that someone else, sorry. I know I have ADD, but like you're not seeing squirrels all the time. There was one comment that made me LOL because I don't remember what her name was, but she was basically just like, I like y'all's podcast because I'm so tired of guests just being so nice to one another for no reason. Like super polite. She's like, I can tell that you guys just razz each other for no reason. I'm like, you know what? I love that about you. Or I love that you love that about us because it is not going anywhere, my friend. Anyways, no, that's not. My thought. Moving along. You don't have to kill me now. Let's get into the country music stuff, shall we?
Oh, I see the negative one that you talked about.
Yeah. I mean, it's not even really negative. It's just, it's not negative. It just feels unnecessary to me. It's like, you can agree to disagree and just move along. Just move along. Like, love you. Mean it. Would love to grab a drink.
Oh, like, I think nice. They're talking, I think you're the one, weren't you the one that made the mask comment about California or something?
No, you were talking about how your cousin was out there and then I was like, oh, they can't see. And then you're like, oh, it's because they're wearing a mask.
Oh, did I? I did? Or was it? Oh, is that when Logan called in or something?
I really didn't remember that at all. I saw that comment and I was like, I didn't
remember when I coughed, when I got stuffed up for like 3 days and Abby was like, wear a mask. And she was joking.
Yeah.
It was that episode. We were at Glass House. It's really not that big of a deal. I hate that we're giving it this much airtime. It is what it is. Let's just agree to disagree and move on.
Yeah.
I hope they have a great day and I hope, you know, all their dreams come true. And that's all I have to say about that. Can we please get to country music stuff before I... lose interest.
Yeah, because we have a heart out. In
we have a heart
minutes,
out, yeah.
So.
Don't you have to go pick up your son?
I do. I have a heart out.
In 14 too. Minutes?
Yeah.
No. I have a heart out at 1:15.
You said one.
No, he
bro.
Said 1 hour and it was 12:15.
Yeah.
He
thank
said
you. I said 1 hour.
Well, Chuck's a liar. We all know this. Chuck does not do
one.
Well with time.
All right, so listen.
Where are you going at one?
Voice lessons.
Oh, yeah, you did say that.
Oh, we're going to talk about that in a second.
Oh, see.
Stop.
Can
good.
You
see? Okay.
Speaking of squirrels.
Okay, so you first week out, you're on the road with Old Dominion.
Yes.
How was it?
It was every single thing you could imagine. It was great. It was terrible.
What's your title again?
I am the production assistant,
okay.
But I changed my title to the director of happiness. Mm-hmm. It was everything. Overall, I'm very, very excited for how it will unravel. But when I tell you that I felt every emotion ever and every like physical feeling I could have, that the answer is
Did you cry first week? Did you ever have a cry?
I almost cried. I did almost cry. I didn't actually cry, but it was just like so overwhelming because it's not a very like black and white job. There's a lot of gray area and you have to be able to think on your feet, but you're thinking on your feet for other people in a timely fashion, which is exhausting in general. It's the closest I've ever felt to motherhood because I feel like moms are just always thinking about the ones around them and not only thinking about them in real time, but out in front of, like by the time you get there, it's too late to think about it. Does that make any sense?
Makes sense.
Okay. So learning that in real time is exciting, but it's also stressful. But I feel like we had three shows back to back, Evansville, Champaign, and Moline, Illinois. By the time I got to the third show in Moline, I was like, okay, I felt like my head was above water. I felt like I had a little more of an idea of what my, I call it game day, but what my show day schedule is going to look like and feel like, in pockets where I could rest, pockets where I could shower, pockets where I could work out. Like all of those things were very unclear at the beginning of the weekend, which was, I mean, it's just a lot to take on while also trying to be smart and like think. Like it's just a lot of thinking for other people and preparing for that. So with all that said, I'm really excited. I think I'm going to be really good at this job. I think I'm going to have a lot of fun. And I do think that it's going to eventually be fine. Like I have no doubt that I'm not going to make it there.
Week four, you're going to be running it.
It's funny you say that because the guy who hired me to come on to the tour said basically the same thing. He's like, give it 3 weeks and you're going to be bored. Like you're going to have everything down to pat. Like you're going to be like, oh, I have so much extra time.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, okay. Your lips to God's ears. I can't wait. But all in all, I just need to work on my sleep routine because I'm kind of the last one out and the first one in the door. So from 3 a.m. and it's usually like when I would hit the bus bunk, and I have to be up and ready in the arena the next day by 7 a.m.
No way.
So, wow.
That's a tough job.
Yes. Up and ready means I basically just have to be like upright and walking around. Not even joking. In between this first and second show, that was my hardest transition. Like when I realized how late it was that I was getting on the bus, I was not mentally prepared for the lack of sleep. So I feel like it kind of took me by surprise, which, by the way, I have no idea why it did. Like, I had the schedule in front of me. I just, like, didn't think about how quickly 3 a.m. and 7 a.m. are.
What are you doing at 7 a.m. on a tour?
Walking through, and I pick out what each of the locker rooms are. I designate production room, whiskey jam room, the Club Cantera room, which is, like, our backstage hang with the bar, where the crews are going, where the driver's going, where the bus is going, where the masseuse goes, where the band goes, where the catering is.
You have a masseuse?
Yeah, we bring in a masseuse. Not every show, but for the most part, we try to. So the guys and the crew are welcome to get a massage. So basically, I'm designating which each room is and then also directing everybody. So everybody walks in the same door where all the buses are parked. And then people are like, where's catering? So I have these laminated signs that I put up on the wall. It says catering this way.
So you're you're in charge of a lot.
I am in charge of a lot. I'm in charge of a lot of taking care of people. So I basically provide anything that the crew needs in order to get their job done.
You're organizer.
I am the organizer. I'm the mom.
You're the project manager.
I am the project manager. Jeez. And so it's just a lot of moving pieces. But like I said, I feel way more comfortable with doing that. But no, so to get back to my story, in between the first and second show was definitely the worst transition for me sleep-wise. And I got into Champaign building and I like was... I don't even know if I was live, but I was moving and I came in with my bag and I'm wearing my onesie and the lady comes up. That's like the arena rep, basically. That's a liaison between us and them. And she's just like, you ready? And I was like, okay. So I did an entire walkthrough in my onesie
next
morning. Like, and I was just like, okay.
This lady doesn't take her job serious.
But here's the thing is that touring is you have to have thick skin to tour. And it's also just a super intimate job with the people you work with. And I don't mean intimate in like a sexual way. I mean, intimate in the fact that like, you know what? You might not look pretty at 7 a.m. in your onesie walking through, but you're still there. And it's just very like, it's funny. And it's just like very close knit. I seriously cannot say nicer things about our crew, about the band of Old Dominion in general. Each of those guys are like so great human beings, but they're so great to work for. Because when you are running on 3.5 hours of sleep, it is the motivation you need when you know you're working for good people. If yeah. they're, you know, bags so of dicks, you're not going to be really happy about the 3.5 hours of sleep you got.
Right.
So it helps. I think being a good human in general, but it starts at the top. I would say Ramsey's the top. He's the lead singer and the tour manager is fantastic. And then trickles all the way down to me at the bottom of the totem pole with everybody else on the crew. And I mean, down to our bus drivers and our truckers, I feel like I don't want to sound like a broken record, but I am very excited about the human beings that I get to spend a lot of quality time with this year. And I'm excited. I'm excited about it to unravel and to feel better and learn as I go. And who knows where it's going to go from
this
here.
Good.
Yeah,
that sounds good. So fun.
It is a lot of fun. It is.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
Every week, we'll pick a new song from the list and talk about their placement on the revamped 2021 list.
We'll also have guests join us, ranging from the artists themselves to the producers, or simply other writers like ourselves who voted on them.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern-day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside and Britney Spears' Baby One More Time.
There's so many fascinating stories that have been forgotten, like Midnight Train to Georgia starting with a phone call to Farrah Fawcett, or how the Yeah Yeah Yeahs inspired Kelly Clarkson's banger Since You've Been Gone and Beyoncé's Hold Up. Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're building a pretty sweet resume, by the way.
I have such a sporadic random resume.
I mean, on tour with Chesney, now doing this with Old Dominion, love country talk Chuck.
Look at me.
I mean,
I just love country music, y'all.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, I'm excited. And I do think it's like
You used to work at Sony.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like
that's how I originally met the Old Dominion guys, was because I was on their record label. But it was the first show was in Evansville, and it was like chaos to get to the first show for me. And I mean, for a lot, we have a lot of new faces on our crew, but they open the tour for now. I mean, I don't know if set changes or set list changes, but with their song Freedom Like You. Yeah. They're the new one they just released. And there's just like a lighting aspect to it where like the lights go down. And then a certain part right at the beginning, the lights like flicker back on. And it's just like, all of a sudden, it was just like this uproar from the crowd. Like you could tell that it was kind of just like, okay, the show's starting and everybody's like really into it because it's kind of like low key before that. And I like got emotional. I was like, oh my God, this is like, people would kill to have this job. Like, yeah, I've slept 3 hours and I almost cried earlier because I couldn't figure out this. But at the end of the day, it's like that beat drops and the lights come on and people are just like having the best time. You get to look around. I'm like, wow, this is awesome. Like, this is, I can't imagine what it would feel like to be on stage, but even just to be a little tiny part of this giant machine that is Old Dominion is exciting. I mean, it's just, it feels good. It gave me chills, made me emotional. Like I said, I was like, holy shit, this is, how the fuck did I get here? Like, how did I? And to answer you, people ask me all the time, how'd you get this job? I'm like, I have absolutely no idea. I just walked into a room and I didn't stop talking and someone liked it enough to give me a job.
I think you got the job because they saw you out on the Chesney tour and they just, you have a good vibe about you.
Well, that is exactly how I got this job.
Yeah, it's a good vibe.
It feels good. I feel like I've said this before. So, but I've never had a situation in a job where like, they chose me. They came to me. They're like, the job is yours if you'd like it. So I've never been that, like, I don't know, honored or privileged for someone to be like, it's yours. But
yeah, you didn't
like, I didn't have to interview.
Yeah.
They were just like, let us know. We really like what you've been doing out here, which was the Kenny tour. By the way, way different experience than what I have now. I have way more responsibility, but I like it. I mean, I don't want to say better because I did love Kenny. Don't get me wrong.
I think you're like, I think you have a bigger role on this tour.
I'm way more closely connected to making things happen, which I feel like makes me feel better because I like to be useful. I like to be efficient. I like to be good at what I'm doing and I like to help. I mean, I like to help people. So,
well,
all in all, pretty good. That's a very long winded. Thank you for letting me tell my whole story.
We'll get weekly check-ins.
Yes. And it's going to be
from the Old Dominion tour. I'm excited. Hopefully in the next couple weeks. I'm not going to ask you now.
Okay.
But I'm going to say be on the lookout on tour because I feel like, you know, sometimes you never know. I mean, you can find some romance out there. So
it's funny you mentioned that because I was thinking in between my 7 mental breakdowns that I was just like, how the hell do people meet people out on the road? I don't even have the time to wipe my ass. No, but no. You know what? Once I have my schedule better, maybe I will. I'll just be mosey and I'm like, hey, you want to go backstage?
Wow. Wait, who are you talking? Are you talking about like people in the crowd?
Yeah, why not?
Oh, a little
what, if my, what okay. if my husband's out in the pit? I already know he loves Old Dominion.
I thought you were just saying like you gotta do it at every show.
Jesus.
How many days did you get? Well, no. Sammy slept with 47 people.
Yeah, that sounds exhausting.
How did you get that number?
Did you not hear the 3.5 hours of sleep I get? You think I'm gonna be wasting it on some Joe Schmo in Toronto?
No, do that and then you'll go to sleep really because you'll be, you know, just like get
there. I feel like I'd fall asleep in the middle of it. I'd just be like, this sounds fun, but you know what sounds funner? Sleep.
Hey, stop. We can't talk about this. Immature. All right.
Welcome.
Moving on, because we have to be efficient with this podcast, because you, Abby, have a heart out in...
What time is it?
4 minutes.
Oh, I do.
Now.
Wow, we got to wrap.
I know.
Sorry I talk so much. That was
my fault. Well, this is a good podcast. We figured out about Old Dominion, and we gave away money. I mean, you can
win, baby.
We could have stopped right there. Abby, you are doing the national anthem for the Predators.
Yes.
NHL team here in Nashville. You're taking voice lessons for it.
But so, I took them before I even got this.
Oh.
I just wanted to get better. I didn't feel very like confident with my singing.
Interesting. And are you feeling like you're gaining a lot of confidence? Really?
Yeah, I do. Good. It helps a lot.
Have you become a better singer?
I think so.
Or do you think you just know how to properly sing?
That's the thing. Yeah, I was singing like incorrectly where I was getting tired. Like my throat was getting, like Carrie Underwood can sing for an hour and a half and she doesn't get tired. I was singing more like through my throat and nose.
Yeah. Well, your vocal cord, it's a muscle.
Yeah.
You got to work it out.
Mm-hmm.
So now you're working it out properly.
Yes. She gives me like techniques and breathing things. Like I do like 2 little straws. Have you ever done that?
And do you make it blow through it as long as possible?
Yeah. Or you just do like different sounds. Like you warm up with the straws. It's very hard. My abs get tired.
We have to do a tutorial on it.
Okay.
Maybe not on the podcast, but maybe like we'll send people to your page.
Okay.
That way
I should.
Yeah, you have to show people.
Yeah. I just want to make sure you can hear improvement until I, you know.
All right. So what day are you singing again? What day? What's the date on it?
That's the 13th, the day before Valentine's Day. All so right. It's like Galentine's is what the theme is at that game.
Of the game?
Well,
yeah.
Listen,
that's what they said. That. Yeah.
We're all going. Uh-huh. We're going to videotape it and we're going to play it we're going to play it live.
Hell yeah, we are.
On the podcast.
Yeah. So then everybody who listens to Talk to Chuck can like be a part of the moment. Mm-hmm. It's your moment. This Abby's going to shine.
This could be really good or really bad.
It's going to be really good. Why would you even put that into the universe? You are going to be badass. You're going to hit every note. You're going to feel so great. Everybody in the crowd is going to be like, holy shit. And then the Predators are going to win because they're so amped by the national anthem performance that was by Abby.Anderson1_.
Let's go.
Get your money.
Let's you know what it. I'm most nervous for?
What? Sorry, wait a minute. Sorry.
And here we go.
All right.
Is standing on the ice next to very attractive players.
Oh.
I mean, you know, they're right there. They're right there.
That's but true. Are they really attractive?
Hey, will you do something for me? And I'm going to videotape it and we're going to know if you do it. Will you do this for me?
No.
I want you.
You're not going to be down on the ice, Chuck. What are you trying to do?
I have Zoom.
Okay, excuse me.
I have Zoom on my camera.
He just looked at me like I slapped him across the face. Excuse me, I have a Zoom.
I got 7X. All right, so this is what I want to happen.
After I sing.
Yeah, I want you to crush the anthem, okay? Crush it.
Crushed it.
And then look at your favorite player that you're feeling the vibes, and I want you to wink at him. So crush it. Crush it.
Oh, my gosh.
And as you walk away, subtle wink.
Okay.
Okay?
Mm-hmm. That's all I want married?
You to I'm going to start doing my research, yeah.
Start doing your research, figure out their numbers, see which numbers are married.
It's a lot of them.
I know. They're all a lot.
I know. That's what I'm like. They're all married. And their wives are front row and kids.
Not all of them.
Yeah, do the wink, and if they like smile, then do the two fingers with your eyes and look at them.
Just make it super weird.
Yeah, I could say something. What do I say? If I was going to go to a next level and say something, I'd be like,
you're not going to be able to. Well, you can't like no, you just talk wink. To them.
No, you don't say
they're gonna
anything.
Be, they're going to be on the blue line.
Yeah, girl, you spoke with your voice.
And you're going to be by the bomb anthem. Entrance.
And they're going to know you.
Unless you shout into the microphone, hey, number 27, holla at me.
Can you imagine that?
At Abby.Anderson1_, slide into them DMs, buddy.
Yo, speaking of being free, why don't you come on over here?
Who I'm all are these free, people? Baby. Like,
I don't know. I'm
sweating right now.
I don't know. Oh, it's like, we got to go. We got to go. You got to go to your voice lessons.
We got
to
go.
All right. If you won, Abby.Anderson1_ DMer, we're going to Venmo you the money. And tell your friends and family the podcast is back. Love Country. Talk to Chuck.
Love Country. Talk to Chuck.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Delve into the visceral world of hip-hop with the Gangsta Chronicles, hosted by MC8 and Big Steel. It's every Thursday,
I already know.
A podcast that aims to unravel the intricate tapestry of one of music's most influential and misunderstood subgenres, gangsta rap.
Let's go.
Gangsta Chronicles unpacks the evolution of this uniquely American art form, offering listeners a comprehensive understanding of the significance this genre holds. Listen to the Gangsta Chronicles on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Every week on Talk Easy with Sam Fragoso, I invite an artist, writer, or politician to come to the table and speak from the heart in ways you probably haven't heard from them before. Some of my favorites are with Tom Hanks, Questlove, and Cate Blanchett. In recent weeks, I had talked to actor Dan Levy, director Ava DuVernay, and the editor of The New Yorker, David Remnick. You can listen to Talk Easy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.